My guest on the program today, Drew Nelson, provost on the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Boone.
Good to have you back. A couple weeks ago, spring semester
started.
And then the snow came.
I know. Welcome, spring. Yeah. It's a kind of a misnamed term.
It is. Well, we work with what we've got.
Well, in Iowa it is anyway.
Yeah, it is the way it works. Anyway, hey, we come back on the 9th. So we kind of anticipated we were going to be looking at actually some fairly reasonable numbers.
Numbers are fine. We got our reports this week, and we're just about even with where we were last year, which, I mean, we want to have more, obviously. We always want to have more, but given that we're still coming off pandemic, given that unemployment is so low and wages are high, which is really what we're competing against, $15 an hour more than we are other colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. We're pretty happy with where we're at. And of course, we've very much right-sized and adjusted to our teaching methods and modes since COVID. I'm sorry, but the campus looks different. Ours probably looks more normal or more like it did before because we do have residents.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of activity going on campus. And if you drive by, there's lots of cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, like there's dodgeball tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
But I will mention that we did do a count like I did. I mentioned this in the fall where we actually did a count first day to give us a number of how many seats were being occupied at some point during the day. And we were 26 more seats than we were over spring last year. Yeah. I think we were 200 over in the fall. So people are coming back to the campus. They may not be taking as many credits. And again, that the full-time work or part-time work with $15 an hour is even more, it hits full-time students even harder, or full-time enrollment even harder than it does part-time. Because our headcount right now is up overall, mm-hmm. and if you include online, both for sure the Boone campus.
Yeah.
DMAC's down overall just a little bit in credits and probably about even with headcount.
It is, and you know, we touched on it before, yeah, the job opportunities. Now, we're starting to see some shift in some areas, again, depending on what happens with the economy, but still locally, there's a great demand.
Yeah, there is. And so one of the things we maybe can talk a little bit about is that we do offer work readiness programs for people at the Boone campus and at a little bit at Ames as well. But we'll be doing certified nursing assistant and the beginning nurse's aide. We're in the process of finishing hiring a full-time CNA instructor who will be housed at the Boone campus. We're even getting a new office for the nurses.
Right.
So they're not all jammed in one place. And so that's going to be really good for the community because with all of our long-term care facilities, we have a desperate need for people to enter the profession. And this is how you get in.
And working with the school on some of these other things.
Yes, we are. We've met with the Boone School District, with Jill Janes and Johnny Johnson. And they're very excited because they are going to need an instructor. And they're excited about not having to send Boone students and Ogden students all the way to Ames for their CNA. Because we know that in the last couple of years when it's been housed there for high school certified nursing assistant, that we have students who literally can't do that. They just don't have the transportation. Most of them can find a way to get to the college, mm-hmm. though, for 8 weeks or 16 weeks. And we do want to be sure that we include the whole county in this. This isn't just the high school.
Yeah. No, it's there are opportunities there. The retraining opportunities are one of the niches that we have with community college. It's one of those things you guys can fill.
We can be responsive. It's been great working with the Ames Chamber that the city's contracted with for economic development because they are out hustling up people and resources that they can send over to us here in Boone, mm-hmm. Including people, right? So we've got students taking non-credit classes who come over from Ames to do that. And hopefully get their pizza here somewhere, too, for their lunch. But we want people in Boone to be able to take advantage of that as well and for there to be resources to do that. But just having it's something that is going to build, but we really want to have programs in, besides medical, we would love to have our office administration kind of stuff go, which is a short non-credit class. And the employers I've talked about said they're desperate for front office help. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, kind of reception or clerk kind of stuff that's just the beginning. And as we go on, we can always add more certifications for people. But to get in the door, it's a really great opportunity. And you really just need to call us or look on our webpage to find out what's being offered. Or if you want something, whether you're an employer or a potential student, just give us a call.
For those that might not be aware, one of the things that they did, Ames EDC, able to secure a grant with DMACC and to start that out. But that was back at pandemic time, and that grant went by the wayside. But then Story County Board Supervisors gave some of their recovery money to that program, kind of to keep it going, because the ultimate goal is to have the businesses, again, be the ones that start to support it by sending their people there.
Right, right. And so we would love that opportunity with Boone County care money, if that's still around. That'd be great to see. This is something that gets people into jobs that they can grow in and stay in and keeps them in the community versus having to go somewhere else to find opportunities to get into the workforce. Because we know the jobs are here.
Yeah.
We know that they're here in Boone County, and we, you know, we also know that it's better to be working than not working. So anything we can do, again, employers or people looking to work, just give us a call or contact us, and we can actually adjust our plans accordingly. If we get a handful of people, we can run a class.
Yeah. And you have people. This is what, I mean, you have people that do.
Erin Newman.
I had Erin work it. Yep. You know, she came in before and talked about it.
Yeah, Erin's been terrific about facilitating this. We just got a career navigator named Jean Ostrander, who's a longtime DMACC employee who's working for us part-time. She's helping funnel students into civil engineering technology, and which is an incumbent type training program, and it's not necessarily for people beginning, and it's all online or most of it. But also our power equipment technician program, we're really excited to have her out getting the word out about this, the program we set up with Van Wall. Y'all, we have room in this program for people. We had 4 start this year. We really would like to get that up to 10 or 12. And all of that takes place in Boone. And if you choose to work with Van Wall on this, if you go through their scholarship program, it's free. You get your tuition paid for. Yeah. The other day, our instructor contacted me and said, what do I do about books for these 4 students? And I found the money for it. And that's a classroom set of books.
Yeah.
But that is an amazing opportunity. I will be reaching out, by the way, to other businesses that may need people who have that skill set, which ranges from electric systems to hydraulics, small engines, and shop safety. We're hoping that the high school will send students over for individual classes, like the shop safety class would be a great one to get someone in their junior year. And we're open to doing this. This isn't a closed program by any means. But please, if you want more information on that program, contact us at school. Ask for Jean Ostrander. It's Ostrander. And we can get you set up for next year. And in a couple years, you could be working with a dealership working on Polaris's.
Yeah.
Or you may choose to take a few classes and then go on and do something else. It may be something that if a business needs some training for one of its employees, they can send them over.
You know, I look at all the opportunities in career areas that are available. And again, we have a number of different opportunities there. Probably the bigger challenge is making sure that everybody, a lot of people don't realize how you can move from one program to another.
Right.
I like doing this, but I would prefer to do this, and I can do it and make more money doing this and still stay here.
Right. So one of the things where DMACC is working very hard on is a pathways model for its education. We've got 10 pathways. And the goal is that a student who is in that situation where maybe they're either just starting their education or they're coming back to do a credential, that they can start a pathway in the general area where they know they're going to work or where they're going to transfer. And so when they start a pathway, we'll make sure the classes you take initially are ones that will work in a number of different occupations or in a number of different degrees or certifications. So we don't want people starting and bouncing around for 3 or 4 years on a 2-year degree. That's the last thing that anyone wants. We laugh about it with 4-year degrees.
Yeah.
Like John Belushi, right?
Yeah.
In Animal House, the best 6 years I ever spent. We don't like that anymore, especially when you're taking loans out or when you're paying. We really want people to finish.
It's So, again, some of the opportunities there. Now, on the other side, our Boone campus, really, we have the real liberal arts setting.
We do, and that's been one of the things that some of our newer people at DMAC centrally have said is, wow, you really got it going on here in terms of having a discrete, well-defined purpose and image. Well, it goes back to Boone Junior College. Yeah. And thanks to Mo Kelly for he did a blog post the other day at Kelly's Corner, and I really appreciated the kind words he said about the history of DMAC and of Boone Junior College. But I tell people that the community issues we have are is that we really just need to get the word out to people about what we can do for them, because I think they know what we're doing and what we've done. But we're here to serve the community.
Yeah, there's still that flexibility available to do so many different things too. We do have, again, one of the things I always like is because we have all our sports programs here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah. The other one is we do have, again, students being recruited because
yes.
they're students. And I always am just amazed at how well they do.
We've emphasized in the last several years science, technology, engineering, the STEM mm-hmm. Programs a lot in terms of really trying to get some high quality instruction and extra things for people. Nancy Woods does this a lot. Dr. Woods is like an expert scholarship coach. And so we have students leaving and they may not even be leaving DMAC yet with their degree when they're going to get internships at NASA. And then they come back and they become really good ambassadors for STEM. But also for the campus, they leave very grateful for what they received here. So that's terrific. And it's so fun to see them around. Allison Arnold, I saw the other day working at Fairway. And
yes,
Allison is a rock star when it comes to academics. She has done amazing stuff with STEM, presented on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And here she is in Boone, Iowa.
Yeah. Still doing her thing.
Yeah.
And speaking of STEM,
STEM
once again,
Fest.
You guys are going to be the host location. And last year, after a couple of years off, that place was packed.
Yeah, we had hundreds of people last year, and that's what we want. And the Fairway Fieldhouse has really helped this out, too, because it just gave us some more square feet. Even if we don't use it for STEM, we know that we can move things into it, or sure. we can move other activities into it that day. Yeah, that'll be in April. Please check your calendars for that early April.
I think April 1st. Mm-hmm. I think we're April no fooling.
So the community should know that's a kids-centered, family-centered event to provide some education and some really fun opportunities for families and kids, but also to show what we've got. These are non-profits typically, and some businesses too, who come and display what it is that they do with the hope of interesting people enough, young kids especially, to get fascinated by this and make it part of their life. Yeah, we had a great turnout last year.
And you had actually some Bear coming in. And
yep.
I mean, you know, they were excited. They're excited to get in and get the word out about things that are going on. The one I loved, and I went through it like probably twice,
mm-hmm.
it was the Corn Growers trailer.
Yeah.
That was cool. I didn't know. They look at all the stuff that corn is used for.
It's fun to see that, and it's fun to, as you drive around Boone, and I've only been here, this is my seventh year living here, how much industry there is in the very near area. And so when we've reached out, I think it's by and large gone very well because they, again, are looking for people who live in the community,
yeah.
which is, of course, what we all want.
So really, it's we'll get a lot more on it. And I know Natalie's already got a ton of things
yeah.
we'll be pushing. But it's when, again, works with Extension. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of Iowa State people over mm-hmm. helping. We get the stuff that Nancy Wood students put together and put on there.
It's always fun.
Pretty amazing.
I just remember, was it 3 or 4 years ago they had the cornstarch and the
yeah.
and the welding rod or whatever it was that Brant did out in the parking lot where there was lots of fire and roaring and
it was a flamethrower.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, he made his homemade flamethrower. Well, this year they will be, I'm sure, displaying their hoverboard that they made.
Oh, wow.
So we had students who built this who were using a hoverboard to scoot down the hallway upstairs in the main building. And that was quite amazing. And I, of course, I remembered it from the back of Outdoor Life.
Sure.
Where you could buy this plan to make a flying machine. You know, and I thought I did give her a sea monkeys reference.
There we go.
Give me a bunch of dead shrimp and call them sea monkeys.
This is one of those, if you happen to have the grandkids or the kids, and it's short, it's only a few hours long, but plan to come out and go. We'll have a lot more as
well. I plan to have the cafe open so that if folks want to come in and get some breakfast or hot dogs or whatever, we'll figure that out. But especially know that with the cafe, we're really trying to push selling our coffee drinks, that it's another option for espressos and cappuccinos. We'll help with it.
You made some pizza last year, I think.
Pizza for the people that were working there, and boy, it went fast. Yeah,
very fast.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's going to be one of the things coming up, which is part of the community college. You do have a few other things this spring that
I got a few sports going on right now. Baseball leaves for, I think, Oklahoma on the 4th of February, 2 weeks from today. They're going to be taking a bus down there. Softball's not for a little bit longer than that. And again, thanks to all of the donors in the community and supporters, and Fairway, of course, who got us that field house, because it makes a huge difference in their preparedness when they have been able to do the amount, just the volume of what they're able to do in there versus having to go to an off-campus site.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, I always get a kick driving by, if especially when they're in there on the weights.
Yeah.
There's a crowd in there, and then there's those girls that are...
I saw one the other day carrying two of her teammates around, and easily. I thought, holy cow.
Well, we've had... of course, we're into the basketball time right now, of course.
So the women are much improved over last year. They're really... and our freshmen this year are really good. I mean, kudos to the sophomores as well. They've done quite well, but I'm happy to see how many freshmen are playing so much. We've got a lot of Iowa, young women from Iowa, as well as a few from out of state and even out of the country. And they have been great with the community. They, along with softball, have worked with the Boone Bulls Special Olympics team, where we've hosted a few practices and scrimmages. That's been great. And then the men's basketball team is again good this year. Our conference is so fierce, though. It is the best conference in the country. There's no doubt about it. Right now, I at one point had four ranked teams that were in the top 20. And there have been times when we've had four right around the top 10. The men have had a couple hiccups, but some of that is just... The other night, we lost by 3 out in Council Bluffs to Western in double overtime. Well, Western, up until this year, was an absolute powerhouse in Division I. And now I think there's been some shifting, which BJ tells me and I forget about who's Division I, Division II. But the men look really good this year. Oh, and fall all academic region report came out. We had over 100 in the fall. And I think all but one team was over a 3.
Wow.
And the teams, we had teams in the past that have been hovering around a 3 that jumped up to a 3.4, 3.5. I'm really proud of our student athletes, because that's what we prioritize our student part of that highly. The coaches are great about bringing in people that, even if they don't have the high school credentials to get in as an academic qualifier to the NCAA, we get them here and we turn them into pretty good students.
Yeah, because your success is going to be, you got to be a student to be successful.
I talked to one young man the other day, and I said, pretty pleased with your reports this year, and he said, I just had to apply myself, and that was it. He was not an academic qualifier when he came out of high school, and after he'd been with us a little while, he started to figure it out. It took a little while, but he had a 3.7 this semester.
That's good
in the fall. So I'm so proud of those students for doing
that. And they work. They do work at it. And that's the big thing too. Your coaches,
their priorities are right too.
Yeah, they got them all working at it. Yeah. All right. I was going to ask, honors program, how's that looking, going?
We actually had, I believe, 6 or 7 in our honors seminar, too. We've had trouble recruiting in the spring for people to start. But I've also had a number of faculty contact me with asking, saying, I have a couple students who are interested. And so I'm included in those conversations. And our faculty there who are just regular faculty in a discipline are out looking for people to do honors projects with them. And I am so excited by that because that is where the recruiting can take place. The seminars are amazing in terms of teaching them some leadership skills and research skills and, you know, communication skills and critical thinking. But they also have to apply those in the regular classes to be an honors graduate. So I'm excited that we have faculty, regular faculty, who are now looking out, knowing how important this program is to this campus and community.
So if a business or somebody or an entity is approached by, don't think it's just a,
it's no, not weird.
It's not, no, this is, we could put together a pretty good project here.
So we may have someone approach a business who's an accounting student and wants to do some research in the field. And this isn't like a report about the state of accounting. This would be something where they're trying to come up with a particular project where they do research that's applied. We've really tried to get away from it being straight research. And we have that in STEM, but all of that's applicable.
Yeah.
And in the liberal arts, people like me do stuff that no one reads anyway. But
well, but you got to still read.
We still got to be able to read and think. Yep, reading and writing and thinking is a big deal. And speaking.
Okay, and playing dodgeball.
And we've had dodgeball. Amanda Strayer, our student activities coordinator,
this is just one thing she's doing.
Going on all the time. Dodgeball was very popular. Some of the softball, baseball hadn't started yet, but I know that I think the men's basketball team had a few people on that. And the first person, though, to sign up to do the dodgeball tournament was not a Boone student. It was a DMAC student from Ankeny who, I guess, is really into dodgeball and drove up. But we had the same thing with the dance when we did the Boo Bash at Halloween time. We had people coming up from Ankeny and even guests, boyfriends, girlfriends from other colleges. I've also heard, because we're talking about another dance, employees at DMAC at Ankeny have been real interested in coming up either to dance or just see what's going on. And again, Amanda, thanks to her for being so organized with this. Our Student Activities Council, they're the ones who come up with the ideas and manage this. Mm-hmm. This is her helping provide guidance on how to do it. But boy, they pick things that people want to do, and dodgeball has been one of them.
Yeah. So I see that on Facebook, folks. That's how I know, because
if you go to our Facebook group, DMAC-Boone, it's a closed group, but I can let you in. And I keep the advertisements out of that. That's been a little bit busier. Vince Gill has never died so many times as he has in the last week. And those get blocked, and people get their hands slapped about weird fake news. Yeah. But if you want to find out what's going on, and parents, if you want to see what the campus is like because you're thinking about us, that's a really good way to do it, is go to DMAC Boone on Facebook.
Springtime for high school parents.
Another good time to think about DMAC, whether it's Facebook or not, come look us up. If you're thinking about where to go to school, or if you don't know, if your son or daughter knows they're going to go to college but doesn't necessarily know where or what, let's do it cheap here and let them figure that out. Let's pick a pathway. Meet with an advisor who you will then meet with as long as you're with us. And we take, at our campus, we take care of that holistic educational and life experiences. We've got counseling. We've got a nurse on campus who's amazing. We've got food. When you're a student, you qualify for our food pantry. So it really is all intended to take care of all the things that you need to do to further your education.
I always think it's really a good one. I mean, you have a variety of things you can do. Go for the two-year degree. You can, if you're looking at a four-year degree, what a great way to start and actually probably get recruited if you perform well.
It's a great way for schools, four-year schools, to find out about you. Typically host a college fair each term. I think we've got another one coming up. I don't remember when. But again, we can get the word out on that once it's picked. But we had 23 or 24, maybe 25 colleges and universities here on campus in the fall, where our students would know about it in advance, and then they go meet with those schools. And that's what recruiting fairs are all about for them. They want our students, though. Mm-hmm. They especially want our graduates.
I was just thinking, too, for those that are involved with public safety, if they're interested in police, law enforcement, and or firefighting and stuff like that, They can come in here to the Boone campus and get connected with what's going on at Ankeny.
Right. Well, and we got EMT here now.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Thanks to our Boone Fire Department for really making that happen. And then all we did was really supply the room and me to I guess, supply the coffee and donuts. But the program director from Ankeny came up here and worked things out with the fire department. Yeah. And, you know, again, that's a community need, and we can make that happen. Even if we don't count them as ours or whatever, it's great to have the community served by getting young people involved in it. Yeah,
it's part of it too. Again, I know there's things like Discover DMEC Days coming up, things like that. So parents, pay attention to it. If you need help with FAFSA, things like that, you have people that can help them out.
So if you're avoiding Facebook, as some people do, just go to dmec.edu/Boone, and that's got our webpage with all the pertinent announcements and the calendars there. Or just contact us. Call the front desk or come by. Again, we do our advising face-to-face as much as we can. We offer it online, but we always have advisors that you can get appointments with, and we usually have someone available for drop-ins. It's better when you plan ahead and give us a call. We can then direct you to the people you need to see.
And that's all people ask for. Just get me to the right place.
The doors are open. Yeah. And, I think back 2 years ago and how grateful I am that the doors are open now.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
Drew Nelson, provost of the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. So teams heading south starting in February.
Yep.
And
basketball.
Basketball winding down. And we've got a few others, I'm guessing, that are going to be out there.
Well, golf will be started. Yeah, I will say they weren't. I don't think they were our golfers, but I did see a foursome last week on Marshall playing golf.
It was pretty nice there.
Pretty hardcore.
A little hard to get in the snow right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Not uncommon for us, though. That's our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.